Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Dalet Yerushalmi, and we are on Nun Gemel Beis, the Mishnah. So Baruch Hashem, we have made it. We have just quoted the Mishnah. Yesterday's daf of the 39 Malachas, we had the whole list. Again, Bavli Ayin Gimel and Yerushalmi Nun Gimel. The whole list of Malachos, and for the much of the rest of the Masechta, as we'll see, we'll be analyzing it, each of the Avos. Again, each one requires its own elaboration, but we'll do what we can as they come up in the Gemara. So the Gemara starts off by discussing what is the source of the 39 Malachas. How do we know that there are 39? Where do we know Malacha from? So the Gemara says similar, not exactly the same. Similar discussions that we have in the Bavli, not on Daf Ayin Gimel, which is the seventh parak, Klal Gadol in the parallel Gemara, but it comes up earlier actually in the Bavli in the fourth parak by Metomnin. Daf Memtes. So I was Malachas Abraham Chaser Achas. 39, as we saw last time, why the Mishnah mentions the number, at the beginning and at the end of the Mishnah. We'll have to get back to that. Minayin Lavas Malachas Batara. How do you know the 39 Malachos? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, Daf Nun Dalet, Kineged Arbaim Chaser Achas, Milacha Shekasev Batara. Because of the 39 times that it says the word or some form of the word Malacha in the Torah. Right? The Pasuk says, the Karban Eidah says on top, Lo sasu kol malacha, kiminyin kol malacha shebetorah. Don't do any malacha. The amount of times that it says malacha in the Torah, that's how you know the number, the category. Bon kumir of acha, kol ei dechsiv malacho shtayim. What about when it says the word malachos? Is that two? That's a plural. Does that count as two? So it's interesting. Why didn't it just say, well, count it up and see what it gets to? But the Gemara says, Amar of Shine, Ashigris Aini Rav Acha, Bechola by Rav Acha, taking a perusal of all the Torah, Veloashka, Ksivda Milsa, it never says the word Malachas. So, you know, it's a moot question, it's a moot point, like it doesn't say the word Malachas. So, you know, what kind of, that can't be the question, that can't be what he asked, because he obviously knows Kol Torah Kula by heart. So, that could be, can't be what he asked. So this is what he asked. Boy Da Milsa, he asked something like this. Vayavah Baisa Lasas Malachto, Minhein, right, this is also asked in the Bavli. Right, the word malachto there by Yosef Atzadik. He went to do his malacha with the Gemara at two different days. Was it malacha mamish? Was it meant to be with Eishes Potifar? So is that one counted? Because after all, it's a machlokes. What malacha means there? Or what about vayachal elokim bayom hashvi malachto asher asa? Malacha regarding God, right? Is that counted? Right, all the other malachas are regarding people. In human malacha. What about minhein? Is that counted as one of the malachas? So one of those questions was what was counted. So either malacha, malachto, tana. Rabbi Shmimon ben Yochai Omer. Shmimon Yochai says, Sheshes Yamim, the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yamim, in Re'eh. Sheshes Yamim Tocha Matzos, Yamim Shvisham, Seres Hashem Okechal Osase, Milacha. That's the last one. Hare ze bala hashlim arba'im chaser achas melachos shekasa batorah. That takes us through melacha. So that is all first opinion. First opinion, how do you know the 39? Because it said the word melacha in some form 39 times in the Torah. One more, and then we'll talk about this. Rabbi Yosi Barbun b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani kedagan arba'im chaser achas pam shekasa b'mishkan avoda umelacha. Right, avoda umalacha, not just malacha in all different forms. But the times that it says avoda and malacha, that is by the Mishkan. By right? Looking at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, b'malachas haMishkan ksiv lamites pa'amim. By the regarding the Mishkan, it says 39 times tevas malacha o avoda. Ukinegdan lamites malachas, lamites malachas. So that is the shita of Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, right? The time that it says malacha or avoda by the Mishkan. If you look in the Rishonim, and they did the work for us, you know, even without a computer, there are many other times. Is this included? Is that included? If you look, for example, in the I'll read it from the Rashba, maybe. The Ramban will get the next one. If you look from the Rashba, Daf Mem Tes, where this day is quoted in the Bavli, the Rashba asks, if you look in the Torah, really the 61. So you gotta start chiseling down which ones don't count. If you say just 39. It says it three times in Vayachulu. So that gets us down to 58. Right, and other times that it says, meaning it doesn't say the word malacha, but it says it's part of the command. Ularegel hamalacha asher lefanai by Yaakov and Esav. The yud dalet shekasev bahen kol malachas avoda. Take out 14 where it doesn't say malachas, malachas avoda by Yantif. By Yantif, take out 14. Nishru mem. Then you're left with 40. Ubechlalam sheishis yamim tachamatos kilosasa kol malacha. V'lama zeh ki befer. Why do you have to keep chiseling? And 49 ki beferish amru b'talmud eretz Yisrael paraklal gadol. That's us. Says the Rashba, because it says beferish in the Talmud Yer Eretz Yisrael sheba lahashlim lametes malacha sheba Torah. That this one is the last one. So there's any word afterwards, you gotta delete it somehow. So this is our Yerushalmi. Because of our Yerushalmi, so anytime it says the word afterwards, for some reason it doesn't count. The Yesh Misha Hotzi Mechal Elu Hamem, some take out from this, Vayavah Baisalasos Malachto, by Yosef. Nishra Lamites. The Yesh Misha Hotzi Vahamalacha Haisa Dayam, by the Mishkan, because it's just saying it's finished. Ulu Devar Yakol Nishra Lamites. Whatever you do, you gotta end with 39. So now the Rashba asks, though, and this is also asked by the others, the Ikasha. According to this opinion, that how do you know 39? Because it says the word malacha 39 times, it says the word malacha navoda 39 times in the context of the Mishkan. According to any of those, okay, we go 39. So how do you know what the malachas are? If the only source is malacha and malachto and avoda, how do you know what the sources are? Atu midas atzman birulen chachamim malachas, right, on their own choice. Like what do you think the Torah means by the word malacha? Is that what the rabbis did? The ode, and explicitly it says in elsewhere, Hamoshit Chayiv Shekin Haisa Avodas Halavim. So the Rashba says, and this is also Tosus. Tosus also says this in Shabbos Daf Memtes. According to all opinions, the root source is Mishkan. Even though if you look in the Bavli, it seems like it's separate shitas. One learns that from Malacha, and one learns that from the Malachas and Mishkan, and they did these Malachas in the Mishkan, there were 39 done, so 39 we don't do, really, says the Rashba here, and the Ramban also, and Tosfos, really all Shitas learn it somehow from the Mishkan. And these other Shitas say, where do you get the number 39 from? You get that from Malacha and Avoda. But what are the Malachas? Everybody agrees. The Yishlomer says the Rashba, I'll read it. But again, Tosfos says it too. The Kulu Yalfi Mi Mishkan, Mi Denisbacha Parsha Shabbos Malacha the Mishkan, for the fact that the Torah juxtaposed them. Ella, the Mar Yalef Kula Milsa Mi Mishkan, one opinion, the other opinion in the Gemara learns the entire source is Mishkan. Umar Lo Yalef Mi Minyonon Mi Mishkan, Ella Mi Malacha Malacha Zachashivusan. And the other learns the content from Mishkan, but the number from these words. Klomar avos hamalachos bilachud yalfinan mimishkan. So that's the important comment of Tosus. Again, Tosus says in Memtes, look at the yalaf nami mimishkan, v'chulu, you have to learn of that. So Mishkan is a source. Maybe it's the source that everybody agrees, and malach hamalachdu is a source. There is another daya in the Medrash. Tosus and Arvi Psachim quotes this Medrash. Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, Tosus quotes the Medrash that says, how do you know the malachas? From Shibud Mitzrayim. The malachas that we did in Mitzrayim are the malachas that we can't do on Shabbos, which helps explain the phrase that bothers many, that we say Friday night in Kiddush, Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. How is Shabbos Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim? Shabbos is Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is Shabbos? All the Yomim Tovim are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. But how is Shabbos Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Mefarshim work hard to answer that question. But the Tosus is gorgeous. Tosus goes to Medrash that says no. Because in Mitzrayim, we did these malachas. Lakach kavu zeich l'zid Mitzrayim. Vishamati meharam. Sheyesh b'medrash. Lefisha b'mitzrayim. Reb Chaim Kadievsky has a whole little safer. Whenever Tosfos quotes a medrash without saying where the medrash is, he'll tell you where it is. Okay. Lefisha b'mitzrayim. Avdu v'hem b'yisrael b'farach. Right? We worked with hard work. And Tosfos quotes, parech, peresh chaf, in atbash. If you do atbash of parech, where you switch the first letter and the last letter and the second letter, and it becomes Vagal. Vav Gimel Lamed. Vav Gimel Lamed is Gematria 39. That's Tosfos. Parech Vagal 39. Shehei Malachas Abram Chasarachas Ukshinigli. So in Mitzrayim, his Hiram Al Hashabis Lishbos Beos Alamates Malachas. When we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, we were told, okay, don't do these Malachas on Shabbos. That's a remembrance of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that fits in nicely. Okay. So there's a lot more, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. And we know, obviously, the Mishkan is the source for the most important concept in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's Melachas Machsheves. Right, in the Vayakel, the Mishkan work is described as thought out professional work, Melachas Machsheves, and that's why on Shabbos, only Melachas Machsheves is Asur D'Araisa. And if it's not Melachas Machsheves, and Moses is going to be Drabanan, and that's the basis for Mikalkel, Misaseh, Darvashim, Miskaven, Shinui, Grama, and Shir, Lamalacha, and many others, that we have come across. Okay, so that's Melachas Machsheves, even though we pointed out that it doesn't say that phrase anywhere in Shas Bavli or Yerushalmi in Mesechus Shabbos. Comes up in Mesechus Chagiga, but not, in Shabbos. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bechadina says the Gemara. Okay, now that we know that there are 39 Avos, how do you know Toldos? How do you know Toldos? So, as we said, there's a Remez. We had a couple weeks ago, we had one letter. Mem, one letter was the Toldos. Now we have other sources. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bechadina. Zeh Hadavar Ein Ksiv Kan. It doesn't say, leading into the Malachas, Zeh Hadavar, which is singular, Ela, Ela Hadvarim. It says the word Ela and Hadvarim. It says the word, instead of the word Hadavar, it says Hadvarim. So it could have just said Davar. It could have then just added on one word, Divrei, and it says Dvarim. So we're going to darshan as if it says three. Davar, Divrei, Dvarim. Davar, Divrei, Dvarim. Mikan Lavos for the Toldos. From the extra words, so you know, Avos and not only the categories, the 39, but even the Toldos. Extra words, Larabos. Rabbi Chanina de Sipporin b'shem Rabbi Avahu. It's even Meduyak. Aleph, Chad, Lamid. It's learned out from the word Eila, right? Davar, Divrei, Dvarim. You might have added on three, and we'll see what Eila is. But again, this is according to the Pnei Moshe. The first day it just says there's extra words you add on. But here, Eila Dvarim. Eila is Aleph is one, Lamid is 30, and Hey is five. So 36 altogether. Aleph Chad Lamed Tlasen Hey Chamisha, and then Davar Chad Dvarim Trei Mikan Labam Chazar Achas 36 plus 3 Malachas Shakasuv Batorah. So 39 again, you get there. Rabbanan Dekesrin Amrin Min Asrei, from its place, meaning from the word itself. Lo Chasre Klum. Just focus on the word Eilen. That's enough. Aleph Chad Lamed Tlasen Ches Tmanya. When it ches, when it is a hey there, there's no ches there. Aleph lamin hey. No. Lo misman in rabbanan darshan bein hey l'ches. Often hey and ches are two of those letters that could flip, and therefore you can darshan as if there's a ches there, and therefore the word eila itself is 39 without having to come on to the next one. Again, remember we discussed a few days ago the concept of the relationship between avos and toldos. Again, in Hilchos Shabbos, they are both mida araisa, different than, let's say, contrast to Shemitah. How natural is the relationship between Avos and Toldos, right? The Gemara in the beginning, Baba Kama in the Bavli, Toldos saying, Kayotze behen, alav kayotze behen. By Shabbos, Kayotze behen. By Tumah, lav kayotze behen. So they're Kayotze behen. Avos and Toldos are similar. And as we discussed in the beginning of the parak, what happens if you do a couple of Toldos within one Av? But now we're talking about definitions, right? Definitions. What's the definition of an Av? What's the definition of a tolda? We see and there are often machlokos rishonim. What's an av and what's a tolda? Right, there are machlokos. I think we had once earlier in this mesechta already. We had a couple of weeks ago. We had a machlokas about shochet and chovel, about what's the av and what's the tolda. And it can't be that the tolda is going to be more expansive than the avs. We said there's two different dayas about which one is the av and which one is the tolda. Okay, but here we have an amazing line. I've always heard of this line, but I never saw it inside until you do this daf. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Avdin Havu Bahad the Pirka Tlas Shanin Upolig. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlakish studied this parak of Klal Galdo for 3.5 years. Right? They didn't do daf yomi. Right? They sat on it. They, 3.5 years, they studied parak Klal Galdo. Afgun Mine Arbon Chazar Achas Toldos Akol Chada Vachada. On every Av, they came up with 39 Toldos. So do the math. 39 Avos and 39 Toldos of each Av. That's many activities on Shabbat that they came up with. Did they come up with exactly 39? Like when they came up to 39, did they, okay, I guess we're full on this Malacha. They go to the next one? I don't know. But it says 39 Toldos for each Av. Min da'ashkechun mismach samchin. From when they found one that was connected to an Av, they connected it to the Av, right? They leaned it. Mismach samchin. If they didn't find one that was exactly like any other Av, Avdune Mishamaka Bepatish. They put it into Maka Bepatish. Malacha number 38, right? The final hammer blow. Maka Bepatish. That is an amazing line. Because again, there's a lot of lumdas by Maka Bepatish. Some Rishonim ask, why isn't I cook something? What's Maka Bepatish? Finishing, completing something. Every malacha should be Maka Bepatish. Right? I cooked something. So I was Maka Bepatish, the chicken. Right? I cleaned something. I was Maka. Why isn't every malacha Maka Bepatish? Right? Every malacha should be that. So this Gemara sounds like, right, and this is the lumdus that some Mefarshim talk about, that different ways to formulate it, but one might say, Maka Bepatish could only exist when there's no other malacha going on. It could be that it's impossible to violate Malacha Bepatish and another malacha. Because it's a catch-all when there's not another malacha. Some malachas you could violate two at once. Remember we spoke about the Zomer Vitzarach Le'etzim. Talk about. Right? I'm pruning, but I also want what I harvest. So I'm chaya for Zoreya and Kotzer. Same act. Zoreya and Kotzer, because I want the thing to grow better. That's why I'm cutting it. But I also want what I'm cutting. Zomer Vitzarach Le'etzim. Right? I might do an act that we had earlier, Machab and Mavir. I might take out some coals, which at the same time, lights a fire and extinguishes. But Maka Bepatish, again, we have to go to figure out some alumnus. You have to figure it out. Just to mention maybe one source, Rashi, right? And also, Maka Bepatish might also mean it's kind of already finished. It's not so hush of itself. It's a Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah. I think it's on the Mishnah. Rashi here on Ayin Gimel, right? Ayin Gimel, right? In the Bavli. What's Maka Bepatish? Who Gemar Kol Malacha? Who Gemar Kol Malacha? Shekain uman makke bakurnis alastan. The every uman bangs with his hammer on the anvil. It's called lahachliko b'gemar malacha, to smooth it out at the time of gemar malacha. That's Rashi. When the worker bangs his hammer on the bottom thing that he bangs on, that's Maka Bepatish. Ask the Ramban. That's what's that? Maka Bepatish. Not doing anything. You're just like banging and getting your hammer ready for smoothing it out? Isn't that like after you finish? Says the Ramban. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Says the Ramban. Pirish Rashi. Have a gemar malacha. Shekein ha'uman maka al astam. Shas gemar malacha. Ve'eni yodea tamozeh. Shein zeh gemar malacha. Ela imun yadav shel umanu. This is kind of just keeping loose. Right? You got a guy who works with metal. And, he's waiting for the next, job. So he's like banging his hammer and smoothing it. That's Maka Bepatish. That's meaningless. That's Iman Yadav Shal Uman. V'kai Gavna Lav Malachahi. Ellis, the Ramban argues. Elalak Bepatish Hainu Shu Uman Maka Bepatish Ala Kli Lahashva Zakmi Muso. You have a Kli that's crooked, that's bent out of shape, and you hammer it in to make it straight again. That's Maka Bepatish. V'chein Ola Evin Shu Abinyin. So the Mefarshim wonder, what's Rashi talking about? So if you look in the footnotes in the Ramban, Rav Hirschler, I think he's the one that wrote these footnotes. One of the great Talmidei Chachamim that did many of the Mosada Rav Kook Rishonim, yeah, Rav Moshe Hirschler. He says, and again, brings rise to this, which we're not going to go into now. Nira, together Maka Bepatish who? To af mitzad malacha ein bazeh chashivus la'atzma, an act that inherently is not so chashiv. To kfar nishlama ikar malacha. You basically finish. Oh, let's say you have a mug. But then you draw a design on the mug. You draw a design on the mug. So maybe that's going to be Kosev or Tzoveya. But sometimes if you're just like adding something that really is not Chashev inherently, but it finishes the product is usable as is, but you do something that's finishing, that's going to be Maka Bepatish. Something that inherently, again, is not enough to be a Malacha. Mikom makom, mitzad gemar malacha v'chashivus, lachshuvi malacha. Miu, kol zman sha'al pizul, kol zeh sha'al pulazu ein geder malacha acheres. V'shayach lechaser mitzad ha'gemar l'maka Bepatish. It's basically after the thing is finished. If it's another malacha, that's too chashiv to be Maka Bepatish. And he brings 10 different rayas to this, which we're not going to go into right now. Okay, let's continue. So again, that's it. But this is a very important line. They spent 3.5 years studying this parak, and they came up with 39 malachas for every Av, and whatever was Dome to another Av, to an Av, they put in the Av, and if they couldn't figure out which Av it goes into, they put it into Maka Bepatish. That's an amazing line. Okay. Continue. Binod Rabbi Chiya Ruba, Avdin Havi, Bahadin Pirka, Shisa Yarchin. They only spent 6 months on it. Right. 6 months on it. Avkun Mine, Shismili, Akochadachada. They came up with 6 toldos on each one. Maybe that's why. They only spent half a year, so you come up with six. Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, you spent 3.5 years. But no, Rabbi Chiya Ruba, Havi B'Shita Zavua. No, the children of Rabbi Chiya Ruba followed his Shita. Titani, Rabbi Chiya says in the Brisa, HaKotzer, if one harvests, HaBotzer, HaMosik, HaGodr, HaTolish, HaOre, all of these mean harvest. But as we've mentioned, in Talmudic language, harvesting, there's a different word for harvesting depending on what you're harvesting. Right? Botzer is grapes, mosek is olives, goder is dates, tolesh is just picking anything, or is figs. Kulon, mishum, kotzer. Those are all kotzer, and that's what the children of Rebbechia figured out. What does this mean, they're all mishum kotzer? So the previous lines were talking about toldos. But if you look at the Pnei Moshe here, based on the Rambam quotes, these are all avos. The Rambam quotes, these are all avos. He doesn't understand this line as toldos, but they're avos. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam, by every malacha, the Rambam tells us, Perek Zayin, Perekhes, where he talks about all the malachas, the Rambam says, Hatolda hi amalacha hadomila av, me'ilu malachas. Tolda is dome to the av. But let me just, where's the one that I wanna read? The Rambam says here, which halacha is it in? Here, Dalet. V'chein. Echad ha-kotzer tvua, o kitnis, o botzer anavim, o goder tmarim, o mosik zesim, o reteinim. All of those. Kol elu, av malacha achasein. All of these, the Rambam says, are an av. Why? Shekol achas mehen, la kardover migidu lovnis kavein. All of these, you're uprooting something from where it's growing. Val derach zushar avos. These are all avos, just because it's a different object. Dates, figs, grapes, doesn't mean that it's not an av. It's not an av. And here the Magen Mishnah has an important line. The Magen Mishnah says, Vida, shekavadas rabenu, shekomalacha shidom la'av bedimyon gamur. If you have an activity, an act, that's exactly like the av that was done in the Mishkan. Elosha chaluka mimena be'echus ha'pu'ula, o be'echus ha'nif'al, the object that you're doing to is different. Harezu av kamosa. Aval hamalacha hadomela b'miksas. Zui nikras tolda. If you're missing something in the comparison, then it becomes a tolda. Right, olives and figs and grapes, that's all the exact same thing. Right, that's going to be choresh v'hachofer. Right, that's exactly the same. And then that's going to be told us. If you are chopping finely vegetables, that's not exactly the same as crushing. That's a different type of activity. In general, you're taking one item and making it into many tiny different small items. But it's not the same exact act. So, Magen Mishnah, right here in Shabbos Perek Zayin. Again, and sometimes it's going to be machlokos, but one has to figure it out. Okay, we continue. So, Amar of Sidur. Yehuda Berebi Avdin Havi B'machshir and Shisa Yarchin. Once we're talking about people who learn things for a long time, he spent 6 months on learning Meseches Machshirin. B'sofa Asa Chatam and Min Rebbe Simai. At the end of 6 months, somebody from Rebbe Simai's students came. V'shali, and he had a question for him about Machshirin. V'lo Agiven, he didn't have an answer. Amar. Niker huzeh shelo avar al pischa shel Torah. I guess he wasn't saying this as an insult. He wasn't saying this as machshirin is so deep, right? It's you need more than 6 months. Right, for it. But I'll add, he got schar for his amelus, right? Even if he might not have known the answer, as we know, the chavetz chayim, right? On amelam v'hem amelam, on amelam v'chalam schar for the amelus. Not like the shoemaker. Right, that if you don't fix, he spent an hour trying to fix your shoes and he didn't fix the shoes, you know, so you're not going to pay him. Oh, you know, you tried, so I'll pay you. No. You go to the dry cleaner and they don't get out your stain. You know, I gave it to you to get out the stain. But the Chavetz Chaim says, but when Torah, even if it's wrong, I mean, if they say beforehand, it might not get out, then you might have to pay them anyway. But either way, this is the, schar for the amelus we would get even if we don't get all the perfect, all the answers. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Arboim avos malachas chasar achas. Le damile. So why is the number repeated? As we said in the Mishnah, No, we could do basic arithmetic. We could add. We could count them up. Why does it have to say, here are the 39 malachas, and at the end, these are the 39 malachas? What if you were to say the number 4? We could count it. Right? The Gemara asks this often when there's a number in the Mishnah. So why here 39? Shim Asan Kulam Behalam Echad. If I did all the malachas, I did all 39 in one forgetting, meaning I knew it was Shabbos, but I didn't know these malachas were Asur. We're going to switch the girsa. Chayav achalachas v'achas. You chayav on each one. That's why it says 39, because there's a time you can be chayav all 39. So if you're shogeg, you're shogeg about the malachas. You know it's Shabbos, but you're shogeg about the malachas. So then you it's possible to be chayav on all 39, and that is why it says 39. The Bavli asks, one second. You know it's Shabbos, but you don't know that these malachas are Asur. All 39. So what do you know about Shabbos? Right. What do you know about Shabbos? About Kedusha Shabbos? If you don't know about any of the 39 malachas, but you know Shabbos, what do you know about Shabbos? Kiddush and Abdallah. Right? That's what you know. We mentioned that. The Gemara assumes that that doesn't reflect Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha is always reflected by Yisurim. Right? So Kedusha, Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedusha is always reflected by what you can't do. So what is it? So the Gemara has, they have different suggestions. There are certain Yisurim on Shabbos that are not included in the malachas. Tchumin, Mechamer, Shvisas Behemto. So you got to come up with something, some Isser that's not the Malachas. Because here the Gemara says, it's possible to get 39 Karbanas. But that means you're shogeg on all 39. So what do you know about Shabbos? So that's what the Gemara talks about. Okay, there's a parallel discussion by Avodah Zarah. Also by Avodah Zarah. If I do different types of activities by Avodah Zarah, within not worshiping Avodah Zarah, how many am I going to be chayev? So Tanur Reb Zakkai Kumi Reb Yochanan Zi Beifle Kiter V'Nisak Be'Alamechad Chayev Galachas Va'achas. So Reb Zakkai said, we had these four lines earlier. Reb Zakkai said to Reb Yochanan, a brisa, that if I do three of the classic avodos of an Avodah Zarah, I shecht, I slaughter, I burn incense, or I pour a libation at one time, because I don't realize that all these three are aser. So I'm going to be chayev, meaning parallel to Hilchos Shabbos. You're going to be chayev on each one. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan hears this brisa and says, Bavlaya, you Babylonian, Avarta biyadecha tfasa narin v'istavris. Remember we had that lashon? You've crossed three seas and your mind has been broken, meaning you're mistaken. Einu chayev la'achas. Rabbi Yochanan says, wrong. If you do zibeach, nisach, and kitur, you're only going to be chayev one. We skip the next line because we assume that was just put in here by mistake because of the previous, right, we had it earlier in the parak. So skip two lines. Rabbi ba bar marmo ba kumid reb ze'era. Why is there a difference? If I do many different malachas on Shabbos, I'm chayav for each one. If I do various different acts of Avodah Zarah, I'm only chayav for one, according to Rabbi Yochanan. What's the difference? Right? Ask Rabbi Ba, ask in front of Rabbi Zera, v'chayav ha'chalachas achas. Why by Avodah Zarah, you should also be chayav for each one? K'mad detemer gabi Shabbos. Just like by Shabbos. And let me explain, he says. Lo sasa kol malacha klal. By Shabbos, it is a general, jalas kol malacha. Lo savar reish b'chol bosh v'seich and prat. It says in Vayakel, one malacha, right? The prat. Don't light a fire. Gemara is machlokes, why that one is, specified. But that's called klalu prat, right? So we say, v'halo havara b'chlal isa. Havara was included in the sazaka malacha. V'yatzas min klal. It went out of klal, l'lami to teach me, loma, to teach me that each one is independent. Ma havara miyuchedes, maisi yachidi, v'chayavan ala b'fnei atzma. Lighting a fire is a one act. But you're chayav on it independently. So by Shabbos, we know there's a klal and a prat, and the prat teaches me that every prat is independent, and you're chayav for each one. So why don't you say the same thing by Avodah Zarah? Asks Rebbe Ba to Rebbe Zeira. Afacha, lo savdeim klal. Don't serve Avodah Zarah. Lo sishtacha velohem prat. Included in service is any type of service. So why do you have to specify don't bow down? Right, that's a prat. So v'shalo ishtachavaya bechlal haisa v'lama yatzas bin aklal lo lamed. So why don't you say the same thing? Ma ishtachavaya miyuchedes b'aisi yechidi v'chayavar ala b'fnei atzma. Just like ishtachavaya is one act and you're chayav for it independently. Av kol ma'isa u'ma'isa sheish ba'la chayav ala b'fnei atzma. So asks Rebbe Ba to Rebbe Zira, why is there a difference according to Rebbe Yochanan? Why by Shabbos you're chayav for each and every shogeg, while by Avodah Zarah you're not. You're only chayav one. So amar lei. So there's going to be four differences. Not all of them accepted la halacha. Four differences between the Shabbos case and the Avodah Zarah case of this klal prat. Number one, amalei b'Shabbos klal b'makom echad u'prat b'makom acher. By Shabbos, you know it should be generalized to the whole klal because the klal and prat are a different psukim, different places. Over Avodah Zarah, klal shu b'tzad prat. It's in the same pasuk. So they say pasuk. So who knows, but you're supposed to generalize this to every prat. Maybe it's just telling you something about the specific prat. Okay. You might have said just the opposite, but the Gemara says, Amar le, faksiv, but one second. There is a prat that's not close to it. Lo tishtachaveh le'el acher. So that, take out the next three words, fari klab makam echad prat makam acher. So even by Avodah Zarah, you have them separated. So that one didn't work. So we'll try again. Amar le, and we'll go with the girsa of, look in the sheet in his chos, kivan she'ein at lomed mitzido. You might say, it doesn't matter, this is answering the first, the question. Since you don't learn from the prat that's right next to the klal, afilu b'makam acher iata lomed. Even from the one that's far away, you don't learn. Okay, once you have a prat next to it, that's not going to work, so you can't use any prat to teach you. Okay, that's just defending answer number one. But answer number one, why is there a difference between the prat and the klal of Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? Is it next to it or not? If it's next to it, then you can't generalize it. Number one. Number two, Chavraya Amrin. Lo shanya bein shaklal b'makam echad u'prat b'makam acher bein shaklal b'prat b'makam echad. Klal u'pratu. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's a klal u'prat even if it's next to it. But there's a another difference between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. B'Shabbos klal v'yachgach prat. B'Avodah Zarah prat v'yachgach klal. By Shabbos, the klal is first. By Avodah Zarah, the prat is first, where it comes up in the same pasuk, and therefore you can't learn it. So number two. Number three, Rabbi Yossi Amar Lo Shanya Bein Shaklal V'Akach Prat Bein Shaklal V'Akach Klal. Skip the next four words. Klal Pratu. It is a Klal Prat, even if the Prat is first. So what's the difference? B'Shabbos Klal Ba'Avodasa U'Prat Avodasa. By Shabbos, it's the general and obviously a Prat that's included. It's an Avoda. Malacha, and then lighting a fire is one of the Malachas. B'Avodah Zara Klal Ba'Avodasa U'Prat Malachas Agavoa. Bowing down is not exactly one of the classic avodos. The avodos were, as we said before, zibuach, nisuch, kitur, hishtachavaya it's giving kavod, but it's a different type of, it's not part of the service. Right? And therefore, it's not exactly the same as a klal uprat. Number three. Number four, Amar Rabbi Mana, havar shlo tzorach yatzas. The Lo Savaro Eish by Shabbos is totally extra. There's no reason that should be written. It's totally extra, and therefore, it's coming to teach me about the klal. Hishtachavaya l'tzorach yatzas. L'labed al'atzma, she'ina maisa. Hishtachavaya, though, as I just explained, it's not a full-fledged avoda. It's giving kavod. So you might have thought that hishtachavaya is not included in the Isser. So the Torah has to say hishtachavaya to teach me hishtachavaya is Asser. Right, bowing down. And therefore, after all, hishtachavaya, there's no mitzvah hishtachavaya. There's no mitzvah, like for an avodas Hashem, right? All the other ones are part of avoda. Hishtachavaya goes with bikurim, but it's not mamish an avoda, and therefore, the Torah said to come teach me that it is usher. So four differences why, the limud for avodah zara and Shabbos are different. Why Shabbos, your chayav galacha v'echad are not avodah zara, and therefore, the halacha is different according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By Asya, we'll come, B'Hashem, continue in Klal Gadol next time.